forward.
Yeah, yeah. No, and that's also a big issue to try to get people to go to therapy and take away that, stigma of it, which I don't know how we do that other than just continue talking about it openly and it's going to be okay.
It is going to be okay. It is going to be okay. This is Loserly's Wrestling. This is the news you can't lose with the Loserly's Wrestling crew. This is Red Jefferson. I'm here with...
Hey, it's Moet.
Yeah, Moet. It's Moet. And okay. We're here together. How are you feeling today, bud?
I feel good. I feel suddenly calmer and, like, you know, gentle since we're both, like, whispering softly. It feels pretty good. Yeah,
it feels good. I kind of like it. Let's try it out because this feels very... I need this right now.
Actually, I don't. Why...
My back doesn't need it, though.
You're leaning forward. It's hurting your lower discs.
My upper discs. That's
your upper. Ah, yeah. One of those discs.
Definitely worrying about those upper discs. And Moet, you're looking good today. You do yoga?
Oh.
Did you do yoga with Adrian today?
I did. Yeah. I'm on the 30-day breath journey with yoga with Adrian, and I miss a day or two, and so I ended up doing 2 days in a row to catch up because tomorrow's the big ending. So the best thing about it is which I guess you're gonna start potentially and miss out on a little bit, but she constantly, you know, mentions, like, think about all the other people, the hundreds, maybe thousands of people that are doing this with you, maybe at the exact same time now. And I just find that really magical and exciting. So tomorrow is the last day. I really want to do it when it comes out, and just so I can kind of feel those good, you know, the good energy and whatnot.
We're all excited here at Loserly's Wrestling to start yoga with Adrian on February 1st. Join us. Join us, fan base, if you want to join Moen and I's journey with yoga with Adrian.
Oh, I already did. It's just
the February one.
No, it's just January. They just teach.
You can't do the February one too? I'm making you do one too now.
Well, I'll do it. I guess I could do it with you if that's what you mean.
Yeah, accountability.
The hundreds and thousands, they've already
done. Yeah, then
done
we could like
kind
of be like, we
on.
Could talk about, like, that could be part of the show. How's your yoga with Adrian this week? Like, huh. No, I'm just joking.
I do that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, I got real good at downward dog. I'm real good at it. My heels can touch the ground now. I can stretch it out. Yeah.
I've never been able to do that. My calves are too tight.
You're in for a treat.
I can't
you're
wait.
In for a tr- yeah, you're going to be all stretchy by the next 30 days.
I can't wait because I just finished my kettlebell workout. I've been doing kettlebells for the past 30 days. And, like, today was the last one. So I feel so accomplished that I got that out of the way, and now I'm injured. Thank God it was now, because if it was 2 days ago, I wouldn't be able to complete it. It would have killed me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would have crushed me.
What, are kettlebells? There's like, just picking kettlebells up off the
different
ground.
Different things. There's a dare. You ever hear a Derby?
No.
It's a workout website I go to where it gives you different programs for things. So you do something for 30 days and it gives you like a kettlebell one, or you could just work on like in-house cardio, like just cardio exercise or aerobics, or there's a fight one where you're doing punches and kicks. It's very good.
Yeah, I'd be into the fight one. That'd be fun.
But I want to want you guys to tune in to hear Moet and I talk about fitness. You could get that on our fitness podcast. That's Loser Leaves Fitness. don't look that up. Make sure to go to Loser Leaves Wrestling on Instagram and YouTube. By the way, we got news. We got news for you from January 24th to January 30th. Now, Moet, what do you think? I don't even need to tell you. We both know the biggest news of the week. By far.
Of course.
Mick Foley has a new haircut. He shaved the sides of his hair, and now he has this very Macklemore-style hair.
Is that true?
Well, that's the biggest news of the week, Moet.
Well, it is true. Of course I knew about this.
This is actually very real. There's a photo of it on Twitter. He has this big beard and this very... He's great head of hair. It's like, amazing how thick and lustrous Mick Foley's head of hair is.
You sound jealous.
No, I would like a beard like his. I'm jealous of his beard.
Yeah.
It's a good beard.
Oh my God. I've seen... he's had a lot of terrible looks in the past.
There have been so many horrible looks.
Oh gosh.
He's always looked good. I've always thought he looked good, except for that period of time in like 2004, right before he came back again. It was a pretty bad haircut. But
well, what are your thoughts on the new haircut? I can't find it. I'm still trying to find it. But
it's so nothing to me. It was used as a joke to get the next part over. It's obviously Peacock purchasing WWE Network. That's the big news. That's the big news.
Sorry. I'm still catching up. No, you're right. That is the big news. But I just found his haircut. Yeah.
It's good, right?
He looks
good.
Yeah, he looks good. Let's just move on.
He looks like he could be some sort of model critique.
I guess so. Yeah, he's missing some teeth, it looks like.
Yeah, he's had a few of those.
I just figured he would have fixed that eventually. I don't know.
Oh, he used to have flippers, but his wife didn't like them. So
he just looks like a millionaire hobo.
He looks good. Isn't that such a fucking cool look?
Like a guy, like he looks like he shaved his own head, the side of his head. It's like that. Well, job well done. And that's it.
Looks good. How do you feel about Peacock, Mowat?
Peacock, that's it's huge. It's huge. It's huge. Do you know about the ESPN thing? Or is that another?
I have been following up. Talk to me a little bit.
Because I feel like it's all just one thing. Unless
it's all
really
one big cluster. It's one big cluster.
That's I think the problem. I think they're obviously going to be fine for the next. I don't know. How far can they stretch $1 billion? Like,
yeah.
10 years, 20 years, I don't know.
Well, let's just go over it real quick.
Yeah.
Peacock
has purchased
the WWE Network, and they purchased it for $1 billion. They have the exclusive rights in America. If you live outside America, you still use the WWE Network. But in America, it's going there. So if you have Peacock, and at the $4.99 subscription, I believe, you get all of WWE Network with ads. You get ads, though. $9.99 is without. And so ESPN, tell me a bit about this. Like, they were covering WWE, and now they're no longer covering them. Were there plans of them being purchased by ESPN?
I hadn't heard anything about that, but I think it just feels like a betrayal to them. Like, they're what they could, like, I feel like they were, like, wrestling in general has such a stigma with, like, I guess, I don't know, real professional sports. So for ESPN to start including WWE in, I thought was a major deal, because they could get all these other people that maybe think it's fake and like really push it against it to maybe like give it a shot and listen to if it's being like analyzed in the same way on such a respectable station, right? So for them to feel a betrayal and not cover WWE anymore, and they mentioned WWE but not wrestling, like they might still be open to AEW or other companies in the future. So
I think they definitely will be, because look who AEW has been having on, like Shaq and Mike Tyson. They're going to have Shaq, Mike Tyson on ESPN just to talk about what they did on. They'll have Cody Rhodes. I can just imagine the possibilities this opens up for them, even if they want to feel like competition, because ESPN is owned by Disney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. ESPN wants to purchase AEW. And purchase their not their the company, but purchase their library, because they have Being the Elite, they have Dark, they have Dynamite, and they have soon to do another show.
Eventually. Yeah, they've been talking about that for months now, but I assume probably the pandemic has held off on it or something like that. Yeah,
I find this to be a cool opportunity.
Yeah,
for ESPN and AEW.
That's why it makes me think that the Peacock deal is good for them now. Extremely good for the money. Holy crap. But it might backfire in the long term if they go with AEW, ESPN does, and like starts promoting that. They'll just get new fans to jump in and jump ship. So it'll be an interesting time to see if any of that comes together.
And also, it's good for WWE as well, just in terms of the ability to get new people. Like, for instance, like if you wanted to watch a random WWE match, you're not going to buy, if you're not wrestling for, you're not going to buy the network. But now if you just have Peacock, they can be like, oh, I really want to watch this match. They could go back easily and maybe capture some of those old fans that have dropped off.
Oh, that's true. Actually, I hadn't thought about the flip side.
It's going to be so much easier to get those old people back.
Because with The Office being on there, I know like a lot of people are probably on Peacock now just watching that. So it'd be really easy to flip over and watch something on wrestling on WWE. But an interesting thing, I saw someone post this on Twitter who explaining that Peacock doesn't use the search functions that the network does, and obviously. Because the network search functions are very specific to wrestling, where like if you want to see like a Ricky Steamboat match, you can just type in Ricky Steamboat Starrcade, and then you just see every match that they have on there currently from Starrcade with Steamboat in it. But you can't type in like Amy Poehler in Peacock and see every Amy Poehler show or whatever You have to type in Parks and Rec or whatever to see the specific thing. Yeah,
Yeah, that's interesting. So it's just going to go underneath. I thought it was going to be like a portal to WWE Network. I was hoping it would be because I don't want to lose their interface. Because their interface is part of the experience. Like, if you have to go hunting for matches like that, because, like, you could use WWE Network almost as a Google, you know, when looking for a wrestler in a match that you kind of remember. You know, you type in Raven and shopping cart, you might get WrestleMania that year, you know?
Interesting. I don't know. That's all speculation. I don't think they've really talked about how they're going to integrate it yet, as far as I know. So, yeah. But we'll see. Yeah.
But it's going to happen by sense. What? It's already happening, right? Or is it immediate?
I thought it was end of the month? March, but I don't know.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Excellent work. Excellent job. This was good. We covered this very well.
Good job,
we
Brad.
Covered this very freaking well. All right. Number four, Vince McMahon's brother Rod has passed away. He died. He was a part of the Air Force, something like that. And, you know, they've kind of been chill. Apparently, their mother is still alive.
What? How old
Vince
is she?
McMahon's mother, I don't know, but has to be 90. Has to be, right?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, how old was Brother Rod? What's his deal? What has he done?
He was of Air Force. He did something with steel. I don't know. I think he's 80. Right. He's in his 80s, I think.
That's a shame.
Yeah. R.I.P. Rod.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Rod. Moving on. We got Ryback. Ryback is looking to sue Mark Henry. He's going to sue Mark Henry for slander. Slanderous remarks he made. Because Ryback comes out and says, oh, all the title belts are gimmicks. And then Mark Henry's just like, you're a freaking gimmick, dude. You're unsafe to work with. You didn't care about the business, blah, blah, blah. Ryback at first says, Mark Henry, I respect you. But then he's like, but I'm going to sue you because you said that I hurt people. And now he's saying that it's hurt his reputation, Moet. And now he's going after Mark Henry.
Didn't he do that with CM Punk?
I don't think he sued CM Punk. The doctor sued CM Punk. But definitely they had a war of words on social media about it.
Yeah, I would be surprised if, because he doesn't wrestle anymore. So I'd be surprised if that actually hurts his reputation at all.
Yeah,
at this point,
it's really a terrible world we're entering into, where it's becoming so acceptable to have these kind of lawsuits.
Oh, it's been that way for like 20 years now or something. I feel like my whole life they've been doing that.
I don't think for like this granular a level. These are two regular athletes. Like I haven't seen LeBron send a lawsuit to Dwight Howard, you know? Like it just seems so like, because you said something mean to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
this is wrestling where everyone talks trash all the time. And how are you supposed to differentiate between that's what the Gawker lawsuit was about. I'm Hulk Hogan. When I'm Hulk Hogan, I'm this. When I'm Terry Bollea, I'm this. Like, where is this? It's scary.
Yeah. Alone means it's not going to work. Yeah. So it's just, it's just suing words is what they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Suing.
You get it? Because I said fight. It's usually fighting words.
Oh, I like that. No, it's suing words. I like that. We should.
I don't know.
No, want to know what that is?
What's
that? T-shirt. That's the new sound effect for t-shirts. We should get on that. Next up, X-Pac gets his knee surgery because X-Pac is coming back to the ring. He's going to have a Jushin Thunder Liger. What's his name?
You nailed it. Yeah, yeah.
It's style return, like NXT. I see it happening. Or it'd be pretty cool, him versus Jungle Boy, because actually that sounds like a great matchup.
I would watch him versus Jungle Boy or him versus Marco Stunt. I think
him,
would be fun.
X-Pac with the Gun Club.
Yeah, tag team. I was about to say. That against Jungle Express.
Yeah. That would be perfect.
Or Jurassic Express, whatever the hell their name is.
Jungle Book. We're moving on. Right. We got more stuff. But that's good, right? We here at Loser Loves Wrestling is full support of old men coming back to wrestle. Get to have their dreams established and go over a few young guys. That's what we want.
Got to, yeah. Show them, or, you know, put them into place.
Exactly. It's not like they have to feed their families. AEW had a streaming issue this past week, Moet. Like we said, we missed out the first, the Lance Archer versus Eddie Kingston match. So and I haven't caught up on it. They admitted it's their fault.
They did?
Yes.
Wait, who AEW did?
Tony Khan.
What happened to what's the
story?
There
was just an issue. There was just a production issue.
Oh, okay. They just didn't get through. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, as I you know that... from the AEW Woos and What's of AEW that comes out every Wednesday evening, we had a technical difficulty and we didn't know if it was on our end, TNT's end, or AEW's, but it was an AEW issue.
I saw Tony Khan's tweet about it. It was very sincere. Felt like he was apologetic. He was, you know, disappointed.
Yeah.
Put the match up for free. Yeah, it's the right move to make in this situation. Scenario. Yeah. I wanted
this
to say scenario.
God
damn it.
I like that, actually.
That's not my day today with words.
No, we're doing great. Next up, Wade Barrett is officially a U.S. citizen. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, it is sweet. It's a big deal.
I bet he's regretting it. He's just like, this is the worst time to be one.
Very much, yeah.
He could be a lot of places right now.
I got lucky when I got my citizenship, where I my dad just did all the work, and I was I think 15 or something, so I just got brought in with him. You know, I didn't have to take the test. The rest of my family did. My mom, my brother, my dad, they had to take the test and all that. Mm-hmm. I just got passed in. And
Moet, where are you from originally?
Canada.
Where in Canada, Moet?
Belleville, Ontario. Canada.
All you Canadian fans out there, we know you. We support. We love you. We support you.
I'm still a citizen of Canada.
Dual citizen of Canada. Mm-hmm. Thank you for supporting your national boy here, Moja.
My dad asked me. It was like, why do you want to? Do you want to get rid of your citizenship? And I was like, no, of course not. Of course, why would I get rid of my Canadian citizenship?
Honestly, so, I've been thinking of moving there. I think moving to Toronto is a very interesting idea because it's near film industry, a lot of film, and it seems like a really nice country to live in.
It does. Yeah.
Seems really nice.
Toronto, I don't know. I've heard iffy things about as far as living there. Just it sounds like it's like a major, you know, metropolitan area. Like it just seems like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I want the pain in the ass so I could have the nice things out of it and feel comfortable with. I more than anything, I just want to live in a country that I feel I could morally support.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like for the most part, I don't know all of Canadian politics, but they seem pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, when this GameStop thing finishes, then we can all just move there with our millions of dollars that we make.
I can't. Robin Hood wouldn't let me. I'm so upset.
Robin Hood's the worst. You got to move. You got to get out of that.
I moved to Fidelity.
Hey, me too.
Hey, hell yeah.
High five.
Sick. We got to get out of here. One more. We got another one here. Kurt Angle has become our competition, Moet.
What are you talking? No,
he's getting into the podcast game. He's getting in the podcast game, and he's going to be with Conrad Thompson for the Kurt Angle show.
It's heavy. That's a heavy hitter. I don't know. What's our defense?
Well, this is our defense. Nothing. The reason why, it's going to be a bad show. Now, here's my thoughts on it. I love Kurt Angle. Love Kurt Angle to death. And I like Conrad Thompson's format for the most part. Works great with JR. Works well with Bruce. Works well enough with Eric Bischoff. Tony Schiavone, they had to do something different, where they had the kind of Tony Schiavone watches things and reacts, which is very fun in its own right. Arn Anderson has just become like a Q&A guy. And his show, I have a little bit of trouble with the show because he seems like a guy that was just trying to stay out of everyone's business. He's not a gossip. He's not someone that's trying to pry into their lives. So he really doesn't know much. He just knows the things that he directly touched. Kurt Angle? Bless Kurt Angle. He's been in the business 20 years. Excellent job doing it. He had bad drug use issues from 2002, 2003, throughout his rest of his career. I'm surprised if he'll remember anything. to be honest, like, not trying to be crude, but he said he was doing a lot during that time frame, and where it's mostly just going to be talk about his career. And that's fine. I'm fine with that. I just would like more variety. Like, I would love, like, a Gerald Briscoe podcast.
I'm more impressed finding out how many podcasts that Conrad Thompson has. I did not know he's spread out to all these other famous like wrestling people. That's crazy. I thought it was just like three people now. Eric Bischoff and Bruce.
No, he's got five. Whole hand.
That's so much. And it's essentially the same thing where he just like talks about it in this kind of like, what was your thinking there? Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah, no, it's one way. It's hard because I really liked his early episodes of Bruce Pritchard because he really took him to task. He was asking questions and he was like pissed at times, or he acted pissed at times. It was fun. Now he's just like, he realizes Bruce has a lot on his plate, so he kind of just takes a back seat. And he's just like, whatever, you're lying, whatever. He doesn't even say that anymore. JR kind of steamrolls over him. Like, he's always very nice to JR. The only one he gives shit to is Tony Schiavone, and it's very fun. Like, that's still his best podcast, is him and Tony Schiavone.
He doesn't deserve that. Tony doesn't deserve all the shit he gets from everybody.
He doesn't deserve it on AEW. But, like, him and Conrad have a very funny relationship, back and forth in relationship. It's very different than the rest of his shows.
Oh, okay, fair. Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably not going to listen to any of them that we just mentioned.
I think you should listen to Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone, because they do watch-alongs. So you turn on like the network and you put on an ECW pay-per-view and listen to Tony Schiavone watching his first ECW pay-per-view.
Oh.
And it's great. What's that?
So he hadn't seen ECW? Is that a real example?
He watched Barely Legal for the first time. The only ECW thing he's ever watched.
Oh, God.
He started with Barely Legal and he loved it. He loved it. He was such a big fan of that show. And like just hearing him, like they'll pick a random episode of Raw that he's never seen and they'll have him watch it and they'll just talk over it the entire time. And it's great. It really is a fun time.
Oh, dang. Okay. Well, maybe you convinced me.
Well, that's the end of the news. That's it. We talked so much about things that weren't even news, but we did such a great job, Moet. We did such a great job.
Thanks.
But
yeah,
we're not done.
What's that? Starting it out with that NPR style like that really like mellowed me out for this. Yeah, that was a good thing to do.
We should mess around with that sometimes. I think that's good. But since we're out of news, we still got to get to the mailbag, Moet.
Oh,
the mailbag
of course
with Mailman
we do.
Moet.
Of course we do. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's my thing. How could I possibly forget that?
Mailbag, Moet. Mailbag with
Moet. Here we go.
Mailbag. You remember the Nickelodeon song? The like nick.
Yeah. I like it, Red. This is great. We got three today. We got Anderson C from DC. Anderson C from DC asks, which wrestlers do you think are part of QAnon? We got Flip. Flip's an idiot.
Who's Flip?
Flip Gordon, I think.
Is he a QAnon guy?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Cool.
And
Brian Cage is friends with it. At least shares some of QAnon stuff. He has shared a QAnon.
Big dummy. Idea. Another big dummy.
Big dummy. And who do you think...
would never say that to his face.
Who
absolutely
do we think
would
that would be a QAnon person that we don't know for a fact? If we were to guess a person, who would it be?
Don Callis.
Oh.
And you know what? He would convince me. If I was talking to him about it, he'd be like, I think you got some good points there.
That is pretty good. That is a pretty good response.
What about, all right.
I would say John Moxley.
I'd be surprised, yeah.
I could see him. But excellent question, Anderson C. from DC.
Anderson C. All right, next one. Mark C. from Austin, Texas.
Oh, Mark C.
from Austin, Texas. What's your favorite supernatural gimmick? And Mark explains maybe some superpowers, crazy origins, etc. You know, it could be anything, any kind of supernatural gimmick.
Excellent question. Excellent question, Mark C. from Austin, Texas. Who is a good supernatural gimmick?
My personal favorite is Papa Shango. I had a personal thing with it just because it was one of the few that my aunt loved Papa Shango, because everybody, when you watch it as a kid, they don't care about wrestling, my parents, you know, but they would put it on because it made me happy. And that was the first one where I saw her laugh so hard, just seeing Papa Shango come out with the spooky face and the staff and everything. Uh-huh. And she would say it in her like this Indian accent, "Oh, Papa Shango is on TV." And it was just really fun. But him making wrestlers vomit, I thought was the stupidest and craziest thing that they could do.
And you loved it?
Yeah. I just thought I thought his look, he just looked cool. It's very goofy, but it rided the line of not being too silly.
I'm always shocked that, like, because I was never a Papa Shango. I didn't know much about him. Like, I saw him, I guess, in the video games, but I didn't know much about him. And I'm always shocked that how many people were affected by Papa Shango, because I didn't think of him as a big deal, but he was, I guess, like, a pretty big deal. He was there. Couple big feuds in there. He was there for like the most of 91. He was in a video game. They obviously cared about him.
Because I honestly don't know any video games.
I can't think of any feud he's had. He fought Ultimate Warrior, right?
Warrior.
He's the Taker. One that he made puke. Yeah, Taker too. Yeah,
I believe he fought Kamala.
I don't know any of his moves. I can't remember. I just remember the vibe of him, the energy of him, which is so absurd.
His finisher was a shoulder breaker.
Mm.
Shoulder breaker. He'd pick you up for like a power bomb and drop you on his knee. It looked pretty scary, actually. I hated the
look of it. Or Lucha Underground has some real good ones.
I was going to say Mil Muertes is mine. Yeah, Mil Muertes has the best origin and superpower that he fed off his own death.
Yeah,
he's a guy that's crazy. Witnessed his parents die in an earthquake in Mexico, and he's been searching for death ever since, just wanting to kill and feed off of it. So then when he died, he fed off his own death and became a super zombie. Amazing.
It's insane. Yeah. Or what's the name of the it's been so long, but Jeff Cobb, whatever his Lucha Underground.
Oh, Monstroso? Monstro? The prisoner, it was the monster. I think it's the Spanish for the monster.
I thought he was going to be such a big deal in the world when I saw him in Lucha Underground, the way he destroyed everybody, the way they built him up. He was like, he was just incredible. I'd never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's fine. he's all right. I still like him. He just, it's not the same now.
In all honesty, all of Lucha Underground, I was just thinking about Phoenix and Pentagon. Pentagon being a ninja skeleton that breaks people's arms to serve his dark master. And so then good. He ends up breaking his master's arm. Like
beautiful.
Like amazing. That, amazing.
Excellent. Yeah. They made so many stars out of the 3-season show or whatever.
Robert Rodriguez needs to get with Tony Khan.
Yeah. They finished. The El Rey Network is done.
You know they're finished.
Yeah. They announced. Yeah. Which is real sad. I mean, I would watch it at bars. Yeah. I would try, you know, Wednesday nights I'd ask them to put it on TV. It's just like I watch old kung fu flicks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. El Rey honestly was one of the best, like most consistent show. Like I could put that on and be perfect background for whatever I wanted.
Yeah, it's good background TV.
And we got one more question.
We got one from Stephanie from Connecticut.
Oh, interesting. Stephanie from Connecticut. Very interesting. Last initial.
No, Stephanie C.
Interesting. No Stephanie M.
Where's Y M? McMahon.
Oh well, maybe. Potentially. I don't know. That's what you thought. I didn't think that.
Oh, well, I thought that. Oh! I see what you're doing. What is the worst feud you could remember that went on for way too long?
The worst feud I could remember that went on for way too long. It's terribly worded. Stephanie. What would you say? You get the giggles over there?
No, I'm fine. What is the worst feud you can remember that went on for way too long?
You know what? Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
That's too long. Yeah.
Anything it's still Randy going Orton on. That related. Was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago that they first had the WrestleMania match.
Bray Wyatt is good. Randy Orton has gone on way too long.
Four years ago, I went to the Royal Rumble. Were you there?
Probably.
Remember when we went to the Royal Rumble? You know who fought that night?
Randy Orton.
Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens in a last man standing match.
Uh-huh.
You know what's happening tomorrow?
Randy Orton.
Owens versus Roman Reigns in a last man standing match.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? They're doing the same match 4 years later?
At the Royal Rumble. Oh, wow. How uncreative
they get? Where they accidentally booked the exact same main event 4 years later. They didn't do it on purpose. They did not
do it. It's so bad. Yeah.
But I would say Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt.
NWO. NWO went on way too long.
Oh, NWO went on way too long.
Way too long. So long that it destroyed the company.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good one. Hell, I'll say ECW Revival, too.
ECW Revival. Very, yeah. Real sad how that turned out. I thought it could have been the TV show. Yeah, no, I thought it could have been good. Well, in theory, I think it had a lot of potential.
It went on too long.
But it is what it is. Yeah,
like after it would changed, when it changed, it went on for that. It went on for like a year afterward. Like it was like what? It's like for the 2 years it was on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in that, like maybe the first 6-7 months, it was this one way, which was pretty okay. It was interesting and different, and then it just became WWE television for a year and a half.
So sad. I still think One Night Stand is one of the best pay-per-views ever.
That's good. It's fun. Actually, that's a fun match I should show Hannah.
Which one?
The Nunzio Super Crazy Tajiri match that started it.
Oh, yeah. And I love Mike Awesome versus Tanaka.
Tanaka.
No? Is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that match is so good. Crazy.
Interesting.
Why? Is something wrong with it?
I hate it.
God damn it, Red.
I really hate it. It's not the worst match, but it's the worst match on that card that night.
No, you fool. What are you talking about? We can't. Are we doing this? No.
Actually, it's so good. I haven't seen it since then, but I remember them being very critical that they didn't sell. And I think in order for me to appreciate any match, someone needs to act like something hurts. And if they don't ever acknowledge pain, there's absolutely no reason for there to be a match. Like, even Lucha Libre, which has a problems with selling amounts, they still sell.
I see what you mean, but the difference here is that they weren't using that as the... Because he sold to kind of build pacing and to build it to like a climax. But they weren't using that. They were just using spots to build to a climax. Each spot was more and more insane. And it just kept going insane. Yeah. It was an exhibition of just how freaking powerful Mike Awesome is and what these two could like put each other through. That's what I liked about it. I had never seen anything like that before. Or it's hard to point to the energy of watching those two go out one last time in this crazy match. For this insanely rabid crowd.
Yeah.
That's fine. Fine. Maybe we'll do a rewatch.
We should do a breakdown. That'd be a fun thing.
That'd be pretty interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have any other shitty feuds?
Yeah. No, not shitty, but Sandman at One Night Stand. His entrance is one
amazing.
Of my beautiful. Favorite entrances. Yeah, I go back to that every now and then.
It's a really great night.
Yeah.
That's
it.
We did a great job, Moet. We did a great job today. We did a great job reading the news, and we did a great job reviewing the mailbag. Please send mailbag things to loserleavespod@gmail.com, and make sure to follow Moet on Instagram, MoetJazzwell1.
Yes, please. Thank you.
On Instagram, and Red_Jefferson, REDD _Jefferson. And thank you all so much for wrestling. This is Loser Leaves Wrestling. This is news you can't lose. Moet, if you were thrown into a volcano, what would you be last words that you screamed before you hit the lava?
What would I be doing before the...
you're asking a lot of questions.
How would I? Who would I be with? Would anybody be with me, or would I? Do I slip and fall, or how does? I need to know more about the scenario.
You were thrown. Your best friend did it. You're going into the one, and your cat's witnessing it. The cat is looking down.
Atticus is.
So you're screaming, Atticus.
I would just say, remember me. That's all I would want to know. Amazing. From Atticus, and that's oh boy,
that's good. That's a good way to go. Remember me? Are you kidding me? Thank you all so much. Bye bye. Remember me. Excellent job.